I pray a lot about what to preach for the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and I think there is one theme that is consistent in her life, that her love for her only begotten Son and her love for the will of God. Therefore, I would like to perhaps give you a summary or perhaps give you some pointers of the Holy Father's newest apostolic exhortation, rejoice and be glad, and perhaps you can take up some time later to read more into it. In this apostolic exhortation, Pope Francis invites each and every one of us, not just the priests, not just the bishops, not just the brothers, not just the sisters, not the people who consecrated themselves for the kingdom of God or for the church, but he invites each and every one of you and I to the universal call of holiness. Each and every one of us is called to be holy. Why do we need to be holy? Because God is holy. The one who had created us is holy, and he had formed us and given us life out of love. Therefore, he had instilled within us not just to make money, not just to have comfort, but he had given us a greater desire for things that are beyond what this earth can give to us, things that come from him. If God is love, then our action to return back for what he had given us and how he had put inside each and every one of us is the action of love. If God is love, then when we love, we then radiate and reflect God in our words and in our actions. When we love, God is present in each and every one of us. When we love, we die to ourselves for something greater. When we love, God is in our midst, and God is working in and through us. When we love, that's when God is able to use us as an instrument in order for us to change this world around us. Oftentimes, we use the word love, and we talk about love a lot, but what is love? The dying of oneself for someone else or someone greater. To love is hard because to love requires us to lay down our lives. The Blessed Mother is the example par excellence of what it means to be a disciple, what it means to be a Christian. Imagine a young girl at the age of 14, 15-ish, having had the angel come to her and say, you're going to be the mother of God. She's going to say, how can that be? But yet, she still answered back to God with a yes, with a fiat. Let it be done to me according to your will. How can it be when this woman have all of a sudden, when Jesus had 72 disciples and a whole bunch of people following him, then she became the mother for them, caring for them, loving them. How can this be when this woman who had to witness her only son on the cross, spreading his arms, his hands between heaven and earth to die for us? How can it be such a woman with such a faith say yes to God in all of those events if it's not of her love for the Almighty? Mary teaches us that we are called to say fiat, let it be, yes to God, even at times we don't know why. Because faith is not about knowing everything. Faith is falling in love with the one who knows us, the one who formed us, the one who has given us life. To love is to lay down our life in response to that love that had given us life. The response to God. Mary teaches us today, my brothers and sisters, that what the Lord had done in his own life, so we should be doing in our own as well. The Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary is different than Jesus' ascension. Jesus ascended himself, meaning he rose up to heaven with his own power as God. But the assumption teaches us that God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit assumed or lifted Mary up, not of her own power, not of her own ability, but because God had favored her, because God had loved her. And why does God love her? Because she had loved him with everything that she has. Mary teaches us that each and every one of us could love radically and love God if we just trust in him. And trust is hard, especially nowadays. I can tell you, I have been scammed on the internet before. I have been lied by people before. I have been betrayed by other people. And to trust is hard. But remember, we're not trusting in someone who will lie to us. We're trusting in the one who loves us. We're trusting in God who has formed us. That is the relationship that the Blessed Mother is teaching us, that what she had lived and where she is now in heaven with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity, so we shall be if we imitate, if we reflect, and if we live her life of faith as well. And ironically, when I was preparing this homily for you, for the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, I was driving down to meet my friends, and on the radio station, they were playing the Beatles. And it just happened to play the song written by Paul McCartney. And so I used the power of Google to search up this song. The name is Let It Be. And this song, Paul McCartney said that during his darkest and troubled time of his life, he felt very lost. He felt filled with despair. And then all of a sudden, in his sleep, his mother, which happened to name Mary McCartney, appeared to him and said, "Son, just let it be and it'll be okay." And so he woke up, and later on he co-wrote the song with John Lennon. And I think that the first stanza of this song really fit the message that I'm trying to get to you today. So you have to put up with my bad singing, okay? When I find myself in time of trouble, Mother Mary, come to me, whispering words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she's standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. I think there are times that we don't know the answer. Times that we feel our life is filled with trouble. Times that we don't know what's going to happen next. Times that we are in darkness, like the Blessed Mother in her own life. We're called to answer with her own fiat, with her own fiat voluntas to us. Let it be done according to your will. So as we celebrate the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary today, our mother, the example of Christian discipleship, I pray that each and every one of us let go and let God. Let it be according to his will.